He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 302. I have a very interesting show for you today, and we're actually going to talk about this little device, and this is called the Amazon Dot, and we'll get into that in just a second. It's a very, very cool device, and the price is fantastic, so I'm very excited about that. I probably have one of the first ones around, but I've put it through its paces for a couple weeks, and pretty impressive stuff. Anyway, if you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Gadget Professor is heard in 172 countries around the world, and thank you very much for that. If you want to watch the Gadget Professor show, probably the easiest way to do it is to subscribe to iTunes, or you can just go to our website, and that's pretty simple. That would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and all our episodes, all 302 episodes are here. You can just scroll through them and click on whatever one that you want to watch, and bada boom, bada bang, you'll be watching us. Also, you may want to subscribe to the newsletter, which is free. That's halfway down the page. And if you subscribe to the newsletter, just put your email address in there, and every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is posted, you will get the show notes in your email box absolutely free. And what that is a synopsis of everything that we discussed on the show. And I think you will enjoy having a copy of those for yourself. Also, you can follow us on Facebook. Let's get the Facebook up there. There we go. That would be Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor. And I post all kinds of things that are going on in the Gadget Professor's life. Here's a neat post that some viewers sent to me. I'm not sure where they were from, but it's pretty funny. And that will be up on the on our Facebook page. And also, I talked a little bit about being lucky and getting in to see the Rolling Stones again. I'm not going to tell you how many times this will be, but it's a lot. It's a lot. So definitely follow us on Facebook. So let's get into it. Our show today will be on, as I said, the device called the Echo Tap. And let's bring up that webpage right now. And this is essentially what we're going to be talking about today. This is a device that's very similar to all the other devices, such as the Echo Tap, and now we have the Echo Dot. This is the smallest one of them all. I'll tell you right now, this is $89.99, call it $90. For that price, given the functionality, what this will do, it's phenomenal. It's about half the price of the standard Echo, and that will look something like this. So as you can see, this is pretty large, and this one is obviously quite small. So we'll take a look at the Echo Dot. First, we'll read up a little bit about it. So this is sold and ships directly from Amazon. And the other thing that I'll tell you is that it uses this. It has the exact same features as the larger model, the Echo. So it will do pretty much everything that the large model does, except it's literally half the price and a quarter of the size. It is not battery powered, and we'll take a look at that right now. This absolutely needs the power pack, which this plugs into the wall, and obviously your power port, your power supply end will plug into the power port that's on here, and you'll see that little dot shows that the Echo is on. I'm also going to call your attention right here. You'll see a headset jack right there. It's a very small eighth-inch jack, and it's located right there, and we're going to use that in a minute. Other than that, it has the same functionality controls as the Amazon Echo. It will have a microphone button, and over here it will have the reset button, or if you want to call it the settings button. You'll push that down, and your device will turn kind of an orangish color, and then you're going to link it up. And the instructions to hook this up are very simple. This over here is actually your microphone button, and that will mute the device so that you cannot, it will not take commands. You can't essentially talk into it. So what this device does is it's pretty much the same thing as the larger version, the Echo. What the Echo Dot does is you will talk to it, and it will play music. It will tell you the time. It will give you information, and let's try it out. So I will speak into this, and I will say, Echo, what is the score of the Red Sox game?
The Red Sox are not playing right now. Earlier today, they beat the Rays 8-2. They'll play tomorrow at 9:10 a.m. away against the Rays.
Echo, what's the weather in Narragansett, Rhode Island?
In Narragansett Pier, Rhode Island, it's 69 degrees with clear skies. Tonight, you can look for some clouds with a chance of thunder showers, with a low of 66 degrees.
Now, the reason I'm holding this up so close to the microphone is, one, this microphone is very directional. So if I move to the left or to the right, it's not going to pick up as well. I do have this low. I could turn the volume up, and that's pretty simple. You're just going to turn the volume up like so. The other thing that's going on here is I'm in the studio, so there's a lot of buzzing and a lot of noise, which prevents this from hearing as clearly as it typically does. So I have to be kind of on top of it. I have also noticed that as I'm giving these commands, it doesn't seem to hear, if you will, as well as the big boy did, the big Echo. However, it still works, and I haven't had enough problems to say it's not good or not recommend it. It's quite good. There are situations where if it's playing music and you talk to it, the music actually blots out your voice so it can't hear the command. I'm going to put this back down for a second, and I'm going to try something else. I'm going to play some music on it, and it really shines when it's playing music. Just the ability to say play something and have it play is really cool. So let's see what happens here. Echo, play Count Basie.
Shuffling Count Basie from Prime Music.
So there you go. Now I'm going to try to make it louder. Let's take a look at it while I have it up here. Echo, louder. Echo, stop. So it does work fairly well, and you can make it louder or lower. And one thing I will say is that the fidelity from this device is not the best. It is lacking bass for sure. It sounds slightly, and I do mean slightly, better than your smartphone, and I think that's a drawback. That said, you got to remember that you're paying half the price. This is only $90, and you're paying $160, $170 for the Amazon Echo, the big boy. The big boy, which is the Amazon Echo, sounds phenomenal. That's a real high quality, very rich sounding, very rich in bass and mids. If you want to fill up a room, I mean really fill it up, you probably would want to pay more money and get the big one, the Echo. Now, that said, the Echo Dot does something that no other device does. Okay, I just said Echo and it heard its name. Echo. So it's actually very sensitive. It's quiet in here now. Now, what I'm going to do is, as I said, the sound isn't the greatest, but what they allow you to do on this Echo is to plug in an external speaker, and that's really cool. Now, this is an external JBL Bluetooth speaker that I already own. The sound on this is fantastic. It's really good. With the Amazon Dot, which is what we're talking about, there's a speaker jack on the side of it, and I am going to plug this directly in to the Echo Dot right now. So let's take a look at that. Okay, so now I am plugged directly into the Dot. My JBL speaker, which is right here, is plugged directly in through the wire into the Echo Dot. So now, again, let's review the setup. We have the Echo Dot, which is there, and into the Echo Dot, I have plugged in my external JBL speaker right there. There's the connection. We'll move this back a little bit. So there's my power connection, and right there is my wired connection that goes directly into the JBL speaker, which is right here. Now, let's try this again. Echo. Play Count Basie.
Shuffling Count Basie from Prime Music.
You can already hear how much louder it is. So, as you can hear and see, that the device just works flawlessly and gives you that rich sound depending upon the quality of your external speaker. So, that's a huge plus. So, what I'm saying is if you already own a decent speaker, external speaker, this Echo Dot will plug right into that speaker and give you phenomenal sound, and you can save yourself the money by not having to pay for the large Amazon Echo, the big one. Now, the other thing that I'll point out to you is that the Echo Dot also will let you do Bluetooth. This is something, again, that the large Amazon Echo cannot do. So this is a Bluetooth speaker. It also will receive an external connection, which is how we're connected now with the wire. I do have the ability to use this Echo Dot and connect it via Bluetooth to pretty much any device that I want, any speaker device that I want, using Bluetooth and not using the cord. So that's a huge plus. And I would definitely recommend buying the Echo Dot and not the larger Echo if you have a decent-sized speaker. You will save yourself a ton of money. The fact that it goes on Bluetooth is just a big bonus. It's just another bonus. You cannot go Bluetooth, external Bluetooth, with the larger Amazon Echo. It just doesn't do that. So there is a lot of functionality built into it. You do save a lot of money, and you get all the functionality, and it works quite well. There's no question about that. The only disadvantage that I could see, and it kind of bugs me, and I get it. I understand why they couldn't do it, but this device absolutely needs to run on a power supply. This will not run on batteries. It's too bad. It will not run on batteries, but that's just the way it is. You know, you can't have everything that you want. There is another device called the Touch, the Tap rather, T-A-P, the Echo Tap. We'll review that at a later time. That does run on batteries. So if you're in the market for this voice recognition technology, Amazon gives you three options. It gives you the option of the Amazon Echo, which is the large one. It gives you the option of the Echo.
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
It must have heard me say something. You have the other option of going to the dot that we just talked about. And last but not least, they have the Tap, which I'll review at a later date. And the Tap actually does work on a power supply built in. It has a built-in battery. So that's kind of nice. So I give this 5 stars. As I said, on occasion, it can't understand what I'm saying, and I'll have to get a little bit closer to it, but it's fine. The other thing that it's great for is setting alarms. I can just say, Echo, set an alarm for 6 a.m.
Alarm set for 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Echo, set a timer for 5 minutes.
5 minutes, starting now.
So I'm going to keep on with the show, and in 5 minutes you'll hear that this will automatically beep or buzz or tell me that the 5 minutes are up. So it's a very cool device for $90. You get a lot of value, and I know that you will enjoy it. Your kids will enjoy it, and you'll enjoy it if you want some music or a particular type of music. This will work with Amazon Prime. It will work with Spotify. It goes on and on and on. The other thing that this will do is it will actually trigger lights on. There are all kinds of devices that you could put in your home, cameras, lights, shades, and all you have to do is say, you know, like, Alexa, turn the lights on, whatever it may be. Those are phenomenal applications, and it's just limited to what you want to think of. They're really, really getting far in this. The only thing that I'm finding that drives me nuts is I can't make an appointment. I can't say to it, hey, schedule an appointment for me next Tuesday at the dentist. Still won't do that. And I'm hoping soon that they'll get to that point. So I hope you enjoyed the Amazon Echo Dot. It's a great piece of machinery, highly recommended, and it's really fun to use, and I think you'll enjoy that. What we have here is a company that actually was proactive for a change. LogMeIn is a company that makes remote software, so that if you have a house or a business in one place, one location, and you're in another location or multiple locations, everybody who has LogMeIn on the computer in your network, you can log into whatever machine you want or machines or operate them remotely, whatever it is you want to do. LogMeIn was not hacked, but they kind of thought that they may be hacked. What happened was there was a massive breach with LinkedIn, Tumblr, and MySpace, and they were circulating around usernames and passwords. Unfortunately, a lot of people use the same username and password for a variety of applications, which is not the best thing to do. You really want a separate username and password, I know, for each and every account that you have, each and every social media site. And the reason for that is just as follows. Tumblr, LinkedIn, and MySpace was hacked. They circulated the usernames and passwords, and LogMeIn was sharp enough to say, geez, we have this list. Let's try and see if some of our users are using those usernames and passwords and can be compromised. And sure enough, they found that some of the usernames and passwords were hackable. So they reset everybody's password. They sent everybody's an email, and it was all on the up and up. They were proactive, and they saved themselves and a lot of other people tremendous aggravation. This was a list that was involved millions and millions of usernames, 100 million, 100 million username and passwords. That's a lot. So hooray for these people. They did what they should do, and it's nice to have a company that's proactive that actually does something. Now, here's a cool site. This site is it's fun to watch, and I'll show you what it is. It's called Kaspersky Lab, and it is a live map. It's a live map of the world, and what it does is it's showing instantaneously all the hacks that are occurring, whether it's a software breach, a cyber locker type of attack, whatever it may be, and it gives you a basic legend here on the bottom that you can actually see what's going on, and it gives you a description of everything, and you can see these hacks. You can figure out what's the largest one, what's the smallest one. So it's very cool, and you could spend hours in Hackville if you want. Just looking at this page, it's absolutely fascinating. It's totally free, and it's jaw-dropping. It really is. This is something that you're going to definitely want to check into. This is called Zemana, and this is an anti-logger program, and it's totally free. This will protect your financial and private data against hackers. Zemana Anti-Logger Free is a lightweight but powerful app that monitors all activities on your PC. Heuristic-based functionality allows Zemana Anti-Logging Free to prevent your financial and private data from being misused. This is a free model. They also have a paid-for model. If you want to know what the differences are, just go on their webpage. It will be in the show notes, and it shows you what you get for the free model and what you get for the premium model. If the functionality meets your expectations for free, then get the free one. If not, you may want to make the purchase and buy one. They do have a free 15-day trial on the premium brand. But really, this will protect you from financial malware, from webcam logging on, clipboard and microphone hijacking, system files damages, and just all kinds of things that you just don't want to get. So I would at least take a look at this if you're running a PC and load this anti-logger on it. You will thank me for it. Maybe you won't, because you'll never know if you had a virus or not, or the anti-logger took care of what was trying to log on your machine. But this is a great program. It's been around for a little while, and a lot of people use it. All right. This one, everybody's going to want. I am starting to get, maybe you are, a ton of robot calls on my cell phone. It drives me nuts. So I thought I'd be pretty classy and smart and start blocking them. And I can block 10 of them a day, and I'm going to get 10 different ones the next day. So a couple things. This is not 100% foolproof, but it's better than nothing. This is called Truecaller, and Truecaller is available on iTunes. And if you've ever missed a call or want to know who's calling you before you call them back, over 2 million people use Truecaller to identify missed calls, search for people to get in touch with, and outsmart the spam callers and keep their current contact list up to date with the proper information. So what this will do, what it claims it will do, you'll never have to pick up an unwanted call again. It will identify the call as it comes in as a spammer right off the bat, and you can accept or decline. You can stay protected from spammers in your area because this will actually do kind of a map coordinate check and know who's calling in that area, and it will block it. So it's simple, it's quick, it's easy to use, and best of all, it's free. So definitely take a peek at this. It comes in a variety of languages, and some of these languages I've never heard of, but that's okay. It's primarily for iOS 7 and above, but it's pretty cool. I just put it on my phone today. I'll let you know in a week or two how it's working out. Now I can't wait to get a spam call to see if this thing catches it. Now, I'm not a gamer per se. I never liked games on the computer. I don't know why. Maybe because there's so many other things. But someone recommended this game to me. It's called Inks. And this is a screenshot of it, and it's a pretty cool game. It's different than most games, and there's different levels that you can play, and it just deals with images and color, and I found it pretty cool. You might want to check it out. It's going to cost you $1.99. It's primarily designed for the iPad or your iPhone, but it's an interesting game. I had never seen anything like it, and kind of calms you down. It's kind of like the adult coloring books, I guess. I don't know. There's, you know, adult coloring books is going just bizarre, bonkers today. I had a company contact me a few weeks ago, and they wanted to, they have this new piece of software, an app that's going to be adult coloring books. So I'm waiting for that to come in so I can take a peek at it and show you what it looks like. But it's a huge world out there. All right, let's take a look at another app. We having fun today? I hope so. This is called Take a Five. You've earned it. I like this site. So essentially what you can do is you can select, you want to take a break or you want to watch something or do something that you probably shouldn't be doing for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, or you can customize it for as many minutes as you want. And how it works is, let's just say I want to take a 5 minute break. So if I click 5 minutes, this will ask me what I want to do, what I want to watch, what do I want to view, and it just gives you some things that you can look at. So, for example, if I wanted to go to Facebook, there it is. Now, that's going to give me 5 minutes, and at the end of 5 minutes, it's going to take it away. And then I closed out early, it knows that I did, and I can take another five or whatever I want to do. So it's a cool site. And if your kids are doing things that you don't want them to do while they're trying to get something done, you know, you may show them this, and it may be a way where you can kind of compromise and they can take their breaks, and it will tell them when the break is over. Sets limits kind of thing. You've heard of that. All right. This one is a crazy website. This is called Better Search on eBay, and the address is actually rummage.co. Now, the thing about this is it's in a beta stage. It's not ready for prime time, but it's pretty cool. And if you go in the show notes and go on rummage.co, what this promises to do is to make a much easier way to search a specific item that you're looking for on eBay. Here's a hint for you. This doesn't work right now on the webpage. It's primarily for phones and tablets. So although it's going to be in the show notes, I'll put a little note that this is only for smartphones and for tablets. However, I did try it out on my iPhone, and I was looking for a specific type of camera lens, and it gave me a much better search range and a much better search result than doing it the traditional way by using the eBay search. So if you're into eBay or you're trying to find something that's esoteric or specific, you may want to check that out. Now, here's something that's probably going to be everywhere in the country soon. It's not yet, but it's on its way. And this is called Prime Now, and it's Amazon Prime. And in certain locations in Arizona, Phoenix, Scottsdale area happens to be one of them, you can go on and order things and have them come the same day or within an hour or two. And they have a separate app just for that called Prime Now. So, for example, if I wanted to order the Echo Dot and I wanted it here like immediately and my city or town or wherever I live has that service, instead of going on Amazon and searching for it and see if it's available immediately, anything that's on the Prime Now site is going to be available instantly. So you may want to take a note of that and check it out. It's a neat service, and something tells me that we're all going to be doing this on a daily basis, getting our food, our meals, our clothes, pretty much everything. It's either going to be dropped down by a droid or delivered in person by someone from Amazon. We're getting close to that. It sure is convenient, I'll tell you that. Let's take a look at another app. This app is called Hotel Tonight. This is great for last-minute deals on great hotels. It runs an Apple Pay promotion. You can redeem our roulette-style promo code Travel Tuesday on any Tuesday through August 30th, 2016 to get up $100, to get $100 up to $100 off your next Apple Pay booking, as long as you book $150 or more. And your coupon may be for $20, $40, or $100. We just don't know. But this app is designed to help you take advantage of the best deals that are available at the very last minute. And they got a bunch of stuff on here. So this app is totally free. And if you're looking for a last-minute place, and sometimes you don't know that you're going to be looking for a last-minute place, this might be a handy app to load onto your phone. And let me know if you use it and how you like it. It looks pretty good. I have not tried it yet, but I do have it loaded on my phone. Now, before we spoke a little bit about the app that was going to hopefully prevent you from getting spam calls, there is a registry, and unfortunately, it's not as good as it used to be. It's put up by the Federal Trade Commission, and it's called the National Do Not Call Registry. This is important. I would put my phone number in, and I actually do, and my cell phone number, and this essentially says that people who are on this list, the telemarketers, cannot call. So that said, we know that doesn't work 100% for sure. This is a good site, and you want to take note of it because here is where you can register your phone number. Over here is where you can verify your registration, and this is a very important one right here. This is where you could submit a complaint, and if you get the number, okay, of who's calling and know what company it is by, you know, dialing backwards, if you will, going reverse lookup, they actually can be fined, and you actually can make money on this. I kid you not. I have a friend who's a lawyer, and he said he had quite a few people who filed complaints and were able to get the not only the numbers but what companies were making the calls, and you have proof of that because it's on your smartphone, and you can get some money out of that. It's a real pain in the neck, but this is a good place to start to at least register your phone to prevent you from getting the spam calls. And if you do have someone that's continually calling you, you could submit a complaint directly off the internet site. All you need is the phone number, you know, who is the number of the people who are calling you, and file the complaint, and they will get in touch with them. The FTC will get in touch with them, and that's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. And, yeah, we got a lot of apps today. We got, I think, two more. Let's take a look at this app. This is called 1Password, and I definitely recommend using some type of password software, particularly if you're going to be following my recommendation to use a different username and password for every site that you go to. This 1Password is free. It's a free app. 1Password remembers all your password and other sensitive information so you don't have to. Keep your digital life secure and always available and safe behind the 1Password that only you know. So essentially, you're going to put all your different usernames and password in this, and you're going to give 1Password your master password, whatever that may be. You better remember that. And from then on, all you have to do is log in with your master password, and everything else will be available to you. There are a bunch of these softwares available, a bunch of these apps available. But this one has been tried, true, and tested, and It's pretty good. There are others out there. I just happened to pick on this one because I'm taking it for a ride. I'm trying it out. And last today, we have a lot of apps today. Long episode. I apologize, but a lot of stuff to cover. This app is fabulous. This app is just the coolest thing. It's available on, of course, iTunes. And this is called Magisto Video Editor and Movie Maker. You will love this, and it's free. This is the best video editor and movie maker out there, certainly one of the best. There's over 80 million users, so you know it's got to be good. Finally, a video editing app that everyone needs. Magisto Video Maker automatically turns your photos and videos into magical video stories that you'll want to share with your friends and family. And again, Magisto Video Editor has over 80 million users. This thing is so cool. You have to check this out. You have a couple samples of what it does, but essentially it's going to be an aggregator for you. It's going to take your photos. It's going to take your videos based on your selection. You can say, I want this photo, that photo, this video, whatever. It's going to put them all together. It's going to put music behind them and make a little movie for you or a video story, and you can share that. You can put it on Facebook. You can put it on YouTube, whatever you want. It's really, really easy to use, and basically you're going to go in, as you can see here on the menu, and you're going to choose the videos and the photos that you want. You're going to select the style. You have a variety of styles to choose from. And then, in addition to that, you can select what music you want. It's all copyright free, if you will. You can use whatever's on here. And then you just click Make My Movie, and that's exactly what it does. So you can have a lot of fun with that. And I know your kids are going to go crazy with that, especially if they're on vacation or at camp or whatever, and they want to keep in touch with you. This is something that they're going to really, really, really enjoy. So check that out. They also have additional things that you can purchase if you want, but this free app works great, and I think you'll really enjoy it. I know your kids are going to love it. So that's going to wrap it up today. I hope that you enjoyed today's show. I enjoyed bringing it to you, and I will see everyone next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.